Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris. We're up to number three, still on blog number one of the Magnetic Will series. And that now we're up to the third recommendation, third step. And this is called labor, the jewel of work, the jewel of labor. And it goes like this, that if you're going to do something, if you're going to vacuum, mow the lawn, wash the car, type an email, have a shower, go for a walk. Don't let your mind wander. So ask yourself always, what is your mind doing when what you're doing is semi-automatic? For example, you might be going for a run and you might be thinking about playing a game of tennis. It's not so bad if that's what you do, as long as you do it deliberately. So by giving your mind something to think about, whatever you do, it's really important. For example, I hang out the washing once in a while, not every day. And when I'm doing it, I'm not necessarily focused on, wow, this is a great job, hanging out the washing. What I might be deciding to do is think about a podcast or think about an article or think about the next book I'm planning to write, and I might be thinking that while I'm hanging out the washing. So the most important thing is not to let your mind go into the drifty space. So you can get the power of will by holding a thought down to one single subject, and sometimes even working out your problems or contemplating things. Now, obviously, it's the highest practice would be to be focusing on the thing you're doing, even if the thing you're doing is very boring. But it's not so important when the thing you're doing is very automatic. Going for a run, you might be wiser to focus on where you're running and not get smashed by a car. Or if you're going for a bike ride, similar. But the thing about it is that there are things you can do that are quite automatic. Like for me, walking along Bondi Beach. I don't have to do a lot of thinking to walk along Bondi Beach. So I will quite often do a podcast, or I will quite often make a phone call, or I'll quite often, but what I will do is not let my mind wander wherever it wants to go. I am cultivating the power of will and not letting my mind roam here and there. So by cultivating mind focus on whatever you choose to focus on, you're developing willpower. And this is a really powerful way to grow your strength and grow your presence in life. Think about thinking from within out, which is soul talk, putting the heart and soul back into things. You have to come from that place when you're thinking about something, rather than to let it be purely all the stuff going on in your head and be very emotional. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.